system 16. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Kamalalochan Prabhuji to enlighten us in the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th chapter, verses 16 and 17 onwards. Before I call to Prabhuji, I would like to give to Stephanie Mataji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Please stick to the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Mataji, Dandava Pranam. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This morning, we are so fortunate to have with us His Grace Kamalalochan Prabhuji. Prabhuji was born in Mysore in a Madhva Brahmin family in 1973. Brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God's creation. Prabhuji passed out of Marine Engineering Research Institute in Calcutta in 1994, and it is there in the college as a cadet he came in touch with the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He found that all of his unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. As an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. And during this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of the Gita to children and youth who are misguided by consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president within a year. He is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor at MS University for Management and Social Work faculties. And Prabhuji also conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he has dedicated his life to this cause. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. I don't see Prabhuji in the call yet. Maybe. Prabhuji came on the call. I don't see him yet. Anybody would like to sing a song?
Yeah.
Mataji, I see Prabhuji on the call. I'm not sure if he's ready for the class, but you can ask.
Let me check.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th chapter, 16th and 17th verses, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Please take over the call, Prabhuji, whenever you are ready. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you hear us, Prabhu?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Nashtaprayesha Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text Number 17. Chitraketuruvacha Pratigrinhami Te Shapam Atmanaha Anjalina Ambike Devai Martyaya Yat Proktam Purva Dishtam He Tasya Tat Chitraketu Ruvacha Pratigrinamite Shapam Atmanunjalinambike Devair Martya Tatyat Proktam Purva Drishtam Hittasyatat Pratigrinhamite Shapam Atmanonjalinambike Devair Martyaya Yat Proktam Purva Drishtam Hittasyatat. Word to word meaning Chitraketu Ruvacha. King Chitraketu said, Pratigrinnami, I accept. Te, your shapam, curse. Atmanaha, my own. Anjalina, with folded hands. Ambike, O mother. Devaihi, by the demigods. Martyaya, unto a mortal. Yet, which. Proktam, prescribed. Purva Dishtam, fixed previously according to one's past deeds. He, indeed, Tasya of him, Tat, that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chitraketu said, my dear mother, with my own hands folded together, I accept the curse upon me. I do not mind the curse, for happiness and distress are given by the demigods as a result of one's past deeds. Chitraketu was a devotee of the Lord. He was not at all disturbed by the curse of Mother Parvati. He knew very well that one suffers or enjoys the result of one's past deeds as ordained by Daiva Netra, superior authority, or the agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that that he had not committed any offense at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva or Goddess of Parvati, yet he has been punished. And this means that the punishment had been ordained. Thus, the king did not mind. A devotee is naturally so humble and meek that he accepts any condition of life as a blessing from the Lord. Tattena kampansa samikshamanaha. A devotee always accepts punishment from anyone as a mercy of the Lord. And one lives in this conception of life. He sees whatever rewards occur to be due to his past misdeeds. And therefore, he never accuses anyone. On the contrary, he becomes increasingly attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of his being purified by such suffering. Suffering, therefore, is also a process of purification. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in his connection that one who has developed Krishna consciousness and who exists in love with Krishna is no longer subject to suffering and happiness under laws of karma. Indeed, he is beyond karma. The Brahma Samhita says, Karmani Nirdhati Kintu Cha Bhakti Bhaja. A devotee is free from the reaction of his karma because he has taken to devotional service. The same principle is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sargunan Samadityaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. One who is engaged in devotional service has already been freed from reactions of his material karma. And thus immediately becomes Brahma Bhuta or transcendental. This is also expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kshiyante chasya karmani. Before attaining the stage of love, one becomes free from all the results of karma. The Lord is very kind and affectionate towards his devotees, and therefore a devotee in any condition is not subject to the results of karma. And devotee never aspires for the heavenly planets. The heavenly planets, liberation and hell, are non-different for a devotee, for he does not discriminate between different positions in the material world. A devotee is always eager to return home back to Godhead and remain there as the Lord's associate. This ambition becomes increasingly fervent in the heart, and therefore he does not care about material changes in life. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that Maharaj Chitraketu, being cursed by Parvati, should be considered the mercy of the Lord. The Lord wanted Chitraketu to run back to Godhead as soon as possible, and therefore he terminated all the reactions of his past deeds. Acting through the heart of Parvati, the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, cursed Chitraketu in order to end all his material existence. Chitraketu became Vitrasura in the next life and returned home back to Godhead.
Omajnatvirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Snapitam Yena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamiham Dadati Swapadanti. Vandeham Sri Guru. Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Guru Naishtamam Sya. Sri Rupam Sakritatam Sagandakuna. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagandita Svishakamitam Sya. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindho, Dinabandho, Jagatpate, Gopesh, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangirade, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhana, Sude, Devi, Pranamami, Harikti, Vancha, Galpatarubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo, Namo, Jaya, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chitraketu, being cursed by Parvati. And this curse of Parvati, what is the nature of the curse? Why it was cursed? What is the arrangement of the Lord in she cursing Chitraketu? All are discussed in this particular chapter. Krishna has a plan for every living entity. He wants to bring everyone to himself, to back home, back to Godhead. That is why he has done this creation. Karunyam tat kriya. The whole purpose of this material creation is that is the compassion of Krishna. The compassion of Krishna is that he wants to bring every living entity back home, back to Godhead. So that is the plan, that is the compassion. But when somebody becomes a devotee of Krishna, of course, a pure devotee of Krishna, and somehow it so happens that devotee is there in this world, and in his own world, in his own activities of glorifying the Lord in a particular planet, in a particular position, then the Lord feels separation from the devotee. How long the Lord can tolerate separation from his devotee? As Chitraketu, he did so much of tapasya and pleased Ananta. Somehow Ananta, he gave Chitraketu a great position, being the leader of the Vidyadharas. Chitraketu became the leader of the Vidyadharas. That is what is described in the previous chapter. If you see, after the prayers of after Ananta was glorified. Chitraketu, he was just looking at Ananta. He left Ananta. He manifested himself. There in the previous chapter, it is described as Ashvasya Bhagavanittam Chitraketum Jagadguruhu. Jagadguruhu, Krishna is Jagadguru. He instructed Chitraketu and did Ashvasa. He gave an Ashvasa that Chitraketu, don't worry. You will attain perfection very soon. Dharayannasu siddhyati. You be attentive. You perform your spiritual activities. I'm sure I'm giving you a word. Asu siddhyati. Very soon you are going to attain perfection. Dharayannasu siddhyati. Now, Krishna is Jagadguru and he has given a word to Chitraketu that you will definitely attain perfection very soon. Krishna disappeared when Chitraketu was watching. Then Sukadeva Goswami, he continues this chapter saying that Chitraketu just paid obeisances on the direction when Ananta went and disappeared. So, as a leader of Vidyadharas, he was traveling around in the space, outer space, as the head of all the Vidyadharas. Vidyadharas are a category of people who are very beautiful, very intelligent, and they're always singing. And they are always singing the glories of the Lord. That is the category of those the people, Vidyadharas. And as Vidyadhara, naturally surrounded many beautiful women. And even these Vidyadharas are so very great devotees of the Lord. That Siddharoka and Charanaloka, all those inhabitants, were praising Chitraketu because a person has performed great yoga only attains the position of being the leader of Vidyadharas. Now, very interesting, it says that Nana Salkampa Siddheshu Reme Vidyadharastrivir Gapayan Hari Gapayan Hari Rishwaram. Now, is it that he is the leader of Vidyadhara, he is glorifying the Lord, and it is said that Re Me Vidyadhara Stribe, enjoyed with the woman of Vidyadhara Loka,
for 100,000 years within the valley of Sumeru. Now, somebody may ask a question. How is it that he was enjoying with the woman when he is glorifying Krishna? So, the answer is very simple. There in the Vidyadhara, in the society of Vidyadharas, so they are very powerful mystic people. He was not interested in all the mysticism of the place. He was completely absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. And then all the women in the Vidyadhara planets, they are totally surrounding him. And then they were also singing the glories of Krishna. In spite of he being surrounded with all the women, he was not at all affected by them. Not even a tinge of lust was in his mind. That was the condition or the situation of Chitraketu. He was totally absorbed in Gapayan Harimishwaram. So, opulence, sense enjoyment, everything, all the siddhis, they are all standing to serve the devotee. Villamangal Thakur, he says this thing. Bhagavan yadisyat, chiratara Bhagavan yadisyat. If our mind is completely fixed up in Krishna's service, thinking of Krishna, then muktihi mukutilanjalisyat sevatesma. She is folding her hands and standing at the door, waiting for dharmartakama. Samaya pratiksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha also. Samaya pratiksha. They're all waiting for the time to serve the devotee. So the opulence, sense enjoyment, dharma, artha, even moksha, everything is there. I'm standing just for waiting. When is this devotee going to give us association, give some seva to us? Bhaktis tvai stiratara bhagavan yadisyat daive nana phalati daiva kishu divya kishora murtihi mukti swayam mukudalanjali sevatesman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. Dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. So all the women were surrounded around Chitraketu. They are samaya pratiksha. Oh, when is he going to stop this Harikirtan? He's singing very nicely. So when is he going to look at us? That's all. So, but still the Lord was thinking, how can I get this Chitraketu back to me? So somehow the Lord was feeling so much of separation. Along with bhakti, he gave so much of wealth. He gave him so much. Then he thought, I need to get him back now. I want to hear the glories, my glories, sung by Chitraketu in my planet in Vaikuntha. So he was going on the planet, on the airplane. The airplane actually was given by Vishnu to him. Then he saw Lord Shiva was surrounded by Siddhas and Charanas. And there Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam, glories of the Lord, keeping Parvati in the lap with his arms, and then embracing Parvati. Chitraketu, he laughed. Actually, Chitraketu and Lord Shiva, they were on the Sakhyarasa. Sakhyarasa, Hasya Parihasa, Sakhyarasa Poshanam, Tadana Bhayam, Vatsalya Rasa Poshanam. For every rasa, there is a something which actually nourishes the rasa. Like two friends meet, what they do, they laugh, what they do, hasya parihasa they do, joking, laughing. This increases the sakya. Now, Chitraketu, when he saw Lord Shiva, and he started doing parihas. So in Chitraketu, doing parihas for Lord Shiva, there's nothing wrong. It is not an offense at all because they are friends. You cannot do parihas on somebody who is very exalted. But Chitraketu was so exalted, let's say, as exalted as Lord Shiva. Shiva was so exalted that even Lord Shiva is even Parvati is sitting in the lap of Lord Shiva. The mind of Lord Shiva is completely engrossed in Krishna. He was surrounded with all the yogis, and here Chitraketu saw Lord Shiva and, "Hey, Lord Shiva, hey, what happened to you? Embracing your wife and in assembly of saints, huh?" Actually, this is a very special power of Lord Shiva. That in spite of Parvati sitting on his lap, his mind is not bewildered. His mind is totally engrossed in Krishna. So that was the power of Lord Shiva. Actually, Chitraketu was glorifying Lord Shiva. And Parvati could not understand this thing. Immediately, hearing the words of Chitraketu, Shiva smiled at him and was silent. He did not feel bad at all. Somebody may say, why did Lord Shiva smile? Now Chitraketu wants to tell the entire world what is my power. Chitraketu was thinking, Lord Shiva is the Lord. Even if he does an act which is seemingly wrong, you should not criticize him. Those who are ignorant will criticize him. Because of criticizing him, they'll be destroyed like Daksha. Now he thought, let me tell to the entire world that he has a proper conduct and it will be beneficial for the world to know the greatness of Lord Shiva's potency. But Lord Shiva is, some people may think, Lord Shiva is auspicious because of his apparent misconduct. He should not have this kind of infamy. Because people think, hey, what kind of person is he? So Lord Shiva, he was actually thinking in his mind that Chitraketu has no envy for me. Why I should become angry? Actually, Chitraketu is thinking for my benefit and the benefit of the entire world. And all the sages who are sitting there, they also became very peaceful. They were also not very disturbed. They also smiled. Because they knew when Lord Shiva himself is silent, why we should become angry? They also were very peaceful. Because Chitraketu had no intention to criticize Lord Shiva. If the intention has been to criticize Lord Shiva, definitely what would have happened? All those people surrounding Lord Shiva there, they would have closed their ears and left. Because it is said that if somebody hearing the blasphemy of the Lord, many people who have covered their ears and walked out. That is what they do, great people. So, hearing these words, but Parvati became very angry and spoke to Chitraketu. Because Chitraketu was thinking, I am the control of senses. He had the pride. That is what Parvati is thinking. Cha, you think that you have purchased Paramatma. You brought Sankarsana under control. See, she became very angry. And she was not knowing the intention of Lord Shiva. And she thought, no, I will not tolerate this thing. I cannot accept these things as beneficial words. I know this Chitraketu has done this thing many times. Somehow, nature of woman, she just criticized or cursed. You attained a big post. You have become shameless, you're a criminal. Do you think you are the only person to criticize Lord Shiva or what? Narada is there, Kumaras are there, Manu is there, Kapila is there. When they have not told all these things about Lord Shiva, they are not there to correct Lord Shiva, who are you? You are a Kshatra. What you have done? You have actually criticized your guru. Lord Shiva is the most auspicious person. He is auspicious to auspiciousness. Mangala mangalam swayam jagat gurum. Devas, they meditate on my Lord Krishna or my Lord Shiva. Anudhyeya padabja yugam yugmam padabja yugmam anudhyeyaha esham. All these demigods, they actually meditate on Lord Shiva. Now you think that you are a great devotee, huh? Nayam marhati vaikunta padamulo pasarpanam. This is not the way to approach Krishna. Saintly people actually approach Krishna. Saintly people, they worship Krishna. And what you have done, just see, is it a saintly behavior? This is not a saintly behavior. Nayam arhati vaikuntaha, you are not qualified to go to Vaikuntha. Padamuloba sarpanam sambhavitaha mati stabdaha. You think that you are a great devotee. Sadubhi paripasitam. Now, when you are fool, I'll curse you. Ata papiyasam yonim. You'll take birth in a papiyasam yonim, a demonic family. Asurim yahi durmate. You will be born in a demonic family, so you'll commit. So you'll not commit offense again. Towards the exalted people in this world. Yateha bhuyo mahatmam na karta putra kilbisham. So here she addresses him, Chitraketu, as Putra. You're a fool. At the same time, she says Putra. This she repented after giving the curse. Arey, I have cursed. And she repents, Putra. So what happens sometimes, mother, she starts beating a son who is misbehaving. Starts beating the hand. Just after beating, the natural affection is there. I'll punish you. But you are my son. She acts as a mother. So don't do this again. Because she's very much afraid that my son, if he goes to another's house and misbehaves, what is going to happen to me? It's uncontrollable child. Don't do it again.
Actually, her curse did not affect Chitraketu at all. We come to know that how when Chitraketu was born as Uttasura, he became a great devotee. Because a devotee is not bothered with what kind of body he is going to get. Devotee, demon, that body, this body, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even a Kita Janma, even an insect is not bothered. So when Chitraketu was cursed like this by Parvati, Sukadeva Goswami says in the 16th verse, Evam Shaptas Chitraketur Vivanat Avaruhyasaha Prasadayama Sasatim Murdhna Mame Mamrena Bharata Namrena Bharata. So Chitraketu, he got down from the Vimana being cursed by Parvati. He got down from the plane and he went and bowed down in front of her. And were very namrena, very murdhna namrena Bharata, bowed down with great humility. Prasadayamasatim means he went and then paid obeisances to her to please her. He pleased her. So to please her, and Chitraketu, he speaks these words to Parvati. Because Parvati addressed him as son. Chitraketu addresses Parvati as mother. Pratigrinhami Dejabam Atmanonjaliam Ambike. Ambike, my mother. See, Krishna consciousness is Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness, very, very sukshma. Very lot of subtle sentiments are there. It's not very gross. Isn't it? It's not very gross. Mother beating the child, there is no offense. Rather, the boy becomes very happy. Mujhe mara. He goes and tells 10 people. Actually, he wants to tell everyone, you see, my mother loves me so much. Vatsalya rasa is very, 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 very sukshma, very subtle. Now tell me in India, which boy doesn't get beaten by a mother? All the men hearing this class, they would have got beaten by their mother, black and blue, in their childhood. Now, after mother beating the child, what mother does? She starts crying, my dear son, beta. The love at Christ. So this is the a very unique nature of rasa. Unique nature of rasa. Not even with Krishna, taadana bhayam, vatsalya rasavardhanam. Chitraketu and Lord Shiva had vatsakya, so vatsya parihasa can happen. And Parvati, being a wife of Lord Shiva, she was motherly with Chitraketu. That is why mother's anger should not be taken very seriously. Because her anger is her love. She told Chitraketu, my putra, my son. She addresses Chitraketu as my son. Nakarta putra kilvisham. She immediately felt, I cursed him. Such a heinous curse I gave. I should not have given this curse. Putra, I only curse because you should not repeat the same mistake other place.
If I don't correct you, what is going to happen to you? And here the son, he says, Amba, Ambike, Pratigrihnami, Te Shapam Pratigrihnami. Accept your curse. Not because it's just, I have to accept, crying, not crying. With folded hands, I am happy to accept your curse. Because Chitraketu could see this event which happened in just minutes. All of a sudden, he could see something very interesting. What is the thing which he could see interesting? He saw this thing. That Krishna is experiencing separation from Chitraketu. Chitraketu was happy chanting the glories of the Lord. He was so happy. But Krishna is not very happy because he is not chanting his glories in Vaikuntha with him. The devotee is happy with chanting the glories of the Lord. The Lord is not happy because he is experiencing separation. Arey, why are you there and in chanting my glories? You should come back to me. You should come back to me. So, here, the Lord is actually playing a very important role. He thought, let me do one thing. I want to show the greatness of my devotee. What is the greatness of my devotee? That anybody curses him, blesses him. Whether he goes to Swarga or he is liberated or he goes to hell. Devotee sees everything equal, he is not disturbed. Just imagine. Chitraketu would have counteracted the curse of Parvati. Or you had prayed, oh Parvati, don't curse me like this. But he did not do that. He just accepted it. He was undisturbed by this. Rather, he was very happy with it. So Krishna started thinking, I am experiencing separation from Chitraketu. Why is he not experiencing separation from me? He is happy chanting and dancing my glories. I want him also experience separation. I want to show to the entire world what it means to show eagerness to come back to me. I have showed Chitraketu's glory of being equanimity, glory of being glory of equanimity through Chitraketu. I don't want to stop him here. I want to show further glory of my devotee. I want to see Chitraketu experiencing separation from me. I want to see Chitraketu eagerness to come back to me. So I'll do an interesting pastime that he'll become Vrittasura. Parvati's words also should be made truth. My desire that my devotee should come back to me soon should also be truth. At the same time, Indra's desire to come back to heavenly planet, that should be made truth. When Krishna does some pastime or organizes a pastime like this, many purposes are fulfilled, not one. And there are hundreds and hundreds of purposes which Krishna fulfills by one pastime. But among all the things, his compassion for the devotee that they should come back to me soon, and his love for the devotee that he being controlled by the devotee's love, that is the nature, that is ultimately his ultimate cause. Being controlled by Chitraketu's devotion, Krishna wanted him back, so he devised a means. His pastime. So he was thinking, what is my devotee doing being a Vidyadhara, leader of Vidyadhara? Of course, he's completely engrossed thinking of me. But these people are not really qualified, these Vidyadharas, to appreciate his greatness. So let me get him out of being Vidyadhara and let him come to me and become a Parshada. Krishna's mind is talking like that. And when he comes to me in Vaikuntha, and he comes and serves me in Vaikuntha, I will enjoy his glorifications. I'll enjoy directly hearing from him, and he'll enjoy my sweetness. My sweetness of direct service to him. Paricharya is something very intimate. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, we find all the devotees, they were coming and glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whole day. They were hearing and chanting. But at night, only three devotees would stay. Govinda, Rai Ramand, Swarup Damodar. They got this parichara seva, paricharya. Intimate service, personal service. Take care of the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Govinda, take care of the emotions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar and Rai Raman. Intimate service. Cleaning the plate of the Lord, massaging the feet of the Lord, washing the clothes of the Lord. This intimate service, that is more superior. So Krishna wanted Satriketu to get that seva. The sweetness of the seva in Vaikuntha, massaging the feet. So that is why Sankarshana Ananta inspired Ambika Parvati to curse him. So Sankarshana played the role of the father. Sometimes the father wants the son to do something, but he will not do it directly. He will get it done through the mother. Like that. You tell your son like that. So Sankarshana, being a father of Chitraketu, in the mood of Vatsali Rasa, he wanted his son to back in Vaikuntha. So he devised mother Ambika Parvati to curse. So that is the essence of our entire pastime. So the whole pastime of Chitraketu cursing, being cursed by Parvati, becoming a demon. It is not just one story. There cannot be any story recitation in this. There's so much background behind this. There he wanted to teach Indra a lesson. How? Indra, because he was Ankara, he went and danced. Hey, Ratput, he told Pradichi, I'll kill you if you give the Vidya. Higher chief's Vidya to Ashwini Kumaras. Now Krishna thought, oh, this Indra is gave dhamki to Dadichi. Let me arrange the situation such a way that Indra will go to the same Dadichi where we insulted him, where he dhamki diya to Dadichi. He should go and beg and glorify Dadichi. Because Vrittasura could only be killed by Vajrayuda, and Vajrayuda should be made from the backbone of the Dichi. And Krishna told Indra, I cannot help you. No way. You offended your spiritual master.
and I don't want that. I'll directly go and help you. But there's one way you can be victorious. I'll give you the upaya. You go to the Dadichi and ask backbone of the Dadichi for. So that if you have to give the backbone, means he has to die. He has to give life, give up life. So Indra, he went to the Dadichi, glorified him. They told, okay, take. Brought the backbone and Vishwakarma made one Vajrayudha out of it. When Indra was fighting with Tutasra at the time, Tutasra, he saw Indra Savitasra and shot a gada to Tutasra. Tutasra just caught hold of the gada and just threw it. Indra was stunned. He thought, Tutasra is so powerful, what I'm going to do? He's not releasing the Vajrayudha. There, Vittasura says, Indra, don't think the Vajrayudha is like the gada. I am meant to be killed by this Vajrayudha. You shoot the Vajrayudha at me. Indra is stunned. What is this? Still is not shooting the Vajrayudha. Vittasura says, I want to be killed. I want to go. I want to die. I want to go back home, back to God. Krishna is calling me. Unless you throw Vajrayudha, how is it going to happen? There, Vittasura is showing eagerness to go back to Krishna. And who is that Vittasura? Is Chitraketu. Externally, Vittasura, Chitraketu is telling, Purvadishtam hitasyatat. Internally, Chitraketu knows it is the plan of Krishna that Parvati has cursed me. But externally, he says that, Devai Martyaya Yat Proktam Puradishtam Hitasyatat. There is no harm in accepting this curse. I have not offended you, nor Lord Shiva. And your curse is also not an offense by you to me. There's no fault in you cursing me. And you have cursed the innocent, so you are at fault. No, I'm not thinking like that. I am receiving receiving my karma. Actually, Chitraketu had no karma. Because a person who had attained prema, how can you have any karma? Vidyate hrida granthe chindante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishte vatmanishvare. Once you attain the level of prema, vidyate hrida granthe, all the hrida granthe is gone, attachment gone. Chindante sarva samshaya, all the samshayas, that duality, everything is gone. Kshiyante chasya karmani, all the karmas are gone. Drishta eva atmani ishvare. He sees his dear Lord Atmani as his controller. And at the same time, he sees Drishta Atmani in his mind. He sees the Supreme Lord in his mind. Atmani. Drishta Atmani. Atmani refers to mind. Ishvare. He sees Ishvara in his heart. Another one is he sees Atmani, the dear Lord Ishvara in front of his eyes. So Chitraketu had no karma, but out of humility, he is just accepting this thing, like many devotees. Prahlad Maharaj also says, "Oh Lord, I don't have any affection for your glorifications." But at the same time, after 3-4 prayers, he says, "I am totally engrossed, enjoying glorifying you." Because of prema manifests in the heart, which is humble. At the same time, the prema gives rise to Dainya Prarthana. So the Ketu is accepting. My dear mother, it is not. You are not wrong in cursing. Actually, by karma, according to karma, I had to receive. So I am receiving it through you. So don't worry. Don't feel bad that you cursed me. You are my mother. You can do anything with me. Internally, he knows Lord's plan is there to bring him back, but externally, he's manifesting the humility and saying, it is my karma. That is why the devotee should feel, yes, my karma. That is why I'm suffering all these things. So, Chitraketu, these words are an example for all of us. If some devotee does some harm to us or thinks evil to us or something like that, just accept it's your karma and then be happy. Tate no kamba suse mikshamano punjaname vatakritam vipakam tidvagvavirvidam namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayavak. Very important words to memorize. Brahma's prayer, Satya Anukampan, waiting for the mercy of Krishna. And whatever good, bad, ugly happens in our life, just consider them as what? Reactions to my previous life or this life actions. Satya Anukampan, Samikshmana, Bunjanami, Atatami, Hedvapu, Virudhan, Namaste, by body, mind, and words, just surrender to the glorifications of Krishna. Jiveta, one who lives like this, he becomes Mukti Pade Sabhava. He becomes a qualified candidate for liberation. Dukhesh anudvignamana sukhesh vigatasparaha vitaragape krodha astir munruchate. When dukkha comes, when somebody curses, you should accept it as reaction of my previous life. Sins, or maybe in this life, sins. Somebody praises you, maybe good karma has come. So, somebody gives you some good facility. Oh Krishna, you have sent this nice facility so that I can serve you better. When miseries come, oh Krishna, you have sent these miseries so that I understand the real nature of this world and I do bhajan. No complaints. Kulshekhar Alwar, he says, Nasta dharme na vasini chaye naiva kamo paboge Yadavyam tadbhavanta bhagat pura karman rupam yetat pratyam avavatam janma janma antarepi tvatpadam boru hayugata nishala bhaktirastu. O Lord, you send me anywhere, I don't mind. I don't even pray that my bad must go away or something like that. Yad bhavyam tad bhavantu bhagavat pura karmana rupam. Let anything come in my life according to my karma. But my one prarthana, etat prarthyam mabhavatam, one prarthana. Janma, janma antarepi, life after life. Tvatpada ambur yugata, let there be bhakti rastu towards your lotus feet. So I stop here. Any questions please ask?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such an enlightening class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I see two raised hands. Yeah, Mataji. Radha Mataji, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mataji. Hi, Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Prabhu, as you were narrating the story, one thing was clicking. Did Chitraketu Maharaj also had the memory of past life? I mean, as Vritrasura, he had the past life memory, like we hear about Bharat Maharaj. But he must have had the memory. That's why he could recite and remain a devotee, right? Is it mentioned or, I mean, I don't remember discussing it separately.
There's no way it is mentioned because I read the past time. There's no way mentioned that I was Chitraketu before.
But he remained a devotee. He did not behave like a demon, right? He behaved like a devotee internally. And he had the memory of previous birth, right, Prabhu? It's not mentioned though. It must be that we can.
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Just wanted to confirm. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful class. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
We stop here?
Yeah. Oh.
About one question. Only one question. One question, Prabhuji, please.
No problem.
Prabhu, you told that dharma, artha, kama, moksha will be waiting when you are doing good devotional service. Is it the game of maya to test that whether you are falling back to the material level?
It's a test of maya, definitely.
So and it is just waiting.
And also it is whenever a test is given, the test is not to test a devotee or test anyone. Like for example, a student is appearing for some exam. Now, one point of view, it is exam, the troubling with the exam. Other one is, the exam has come to prove my strength, to show my power, show my knowledge. So Krishna argues his arma, artha, kama, moksha waiting outside to prove the glory of the devotee that is not even bothered about it.
Okay. You will look like, see like vomiting at that when you see that. Oh, waiting for this. Like that you feel bad. What is this? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. I don't want this. I want to material, no material desires. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Padma Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. I see one more raised hand. Prabhu, do you have time for the questions or should we end this, Prabhu?
One more question, last question.
Okay. Balram Prasad Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanavad Pranam. Prabhu, I'm kind of the past time you brought it, so many points you brought, I was just thinking a smile of Krishna, a smile of Lord Shiva, and then the Mother Parvati's curse. And then you also brought Tatenu Kampam, karma. Yeah. It's my karma. It's very inconceivable to understand. That means we don't have ability or control of anything in this material world, or even whether in this material world. That means we are nothing. It says that we are nothing. I think that's my realization. And first of all, we cannot understand anything because Krishna is inconceivable. And then the things happens in our life. We may think many things, but it's not going to happen. Come on. It's me, but it's nothing about me. So it's making us very, it's a kind of a blade of grass finally to make us realize. Is this what it is, Prabhu, for this first time? I'm just wondering.
Yes. Nice realization.
Okay. If you can throw some light, how do we, because every day we have many things, we don't know whether it is Krishna's orchestration or is Maya's orchestration or is karma. It's very difficult to understand, right? It's for everyone it is the same thing. Every day we Krishna, think about all this.
Krishna, through Maya, arranges karma in such a way that you get an opportunity to surrender to him at every step. So everything which happens in a life is actually an opportunity to surrender to Krishna. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, such nice answers as well. Hare Krishna, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha
kalpatarupyascha 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 vaishnavepyo namo namah.
Ananta koti vaishnavrindam ki
jai.
Jai. Praise Kamalochan Prabhu.
Jai.
Hare Ram. 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 Hare Ram